Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The préfète of the Loire-Atlantique has stated this morning that a new chapter has begun as the clearance operation of the proposed airport site at Notre-Dame-des-Landes has been completed. Nicole Klein is due to meet a delegation from the Zadis protesters in the near future to discuss the formalising of any agricultural schemes they have running, an offer which needs to be completed by the 23rd of April. For the time being, the area has been evacuated and road blockades removed. An investigation has already been opened into the violence and arrests which took place during the evacuation. Demonstrations and sit-ins are continuing in around a dozen higher education establishments across the country. Students are continuing to protest against government plans to change the university selection process. Police were called to the Sorbonne last night to remove 200 students who refused to leave the campus. The third round of SNCF strikes have kicked in today, although they have created less disruption than the previous two. A third of TGV and TER services are operating, and a fifth of intercity trains are expected to run. Police investigators are looking into the possibility that the man who was accused of killing 9-year-old Maïlys and the soldier Arthur Noyer might be linked to a third murder. France 3 have dismissed the idea on the grounds that a link would have already been clearly established between Nordal-les-Landais and a man who disappeared in the Drôme a year and a half ago. Progress has been made in the robbery of the reality star Kim Kardashian in 2016. The robbery took place in Paris and the latest suspect takes the total number of arrests to 11. The accused will be referred to the Paris prosecutor's office today in connection with the case. Internet users are pointing the finger at the Fnac in Avignon for homophobia, for marketing a so-called bestseller which describes homosexuality as a choice through rejection of the opposite sex. The Grand Dictionnaire des Malaises et des Maladies gives several clichés surrounding homosexuality, which has led to the president of SOS Homophobie to demand that the book is removed from sale. The draw for the semi-finals of the Europa League will take place shortly. Marseille await to hear their fate. Will it be Arsenal or Atletico Madrid? The French team convincingly earned their place in the semis by beating Leipzig 5-2 yesterday. And finally, the award for the best baguette in France goes to an artisan baker in the 14th arrondissement of Paris. Mahmoud Msedi managed to see off their 138 other competitors to win the coveted prize, to supply the Élysée with his baguettes for the coming year. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.